The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Samuel Essa. In the headlines, Ghana makes progress in 5 of Millennium Development Goals. Commission of Inquiry into Judgment Debts begins sitting on November 28. Women activists urge Ghanaians to vote massively for women parliamentarians. Opposition groups in Egypt call for mass protests against sweeping presidential powers, and head of DR Congo Army suspended pending investigation into supplying arms to rebel groups. First, a summary by George Asikri.
The technical advisor of the National Development Planning Commission, Dr. Mensa Bonsu, says Ghana has made tremendous improvement in its quest at achieving the MDGs. He told Radio Ghana that with barely 3 years to the MDG deadline, Ghana has succeeded in halving poverty, while substantial progress has been made under the universal primary education. He said a bottom-up approach has been adopted to get marginalized groups on board in order to meet the set target on maternal mortality and environmental sustainability. Opposition groups in Egypt have called for mass protest against President Mohamed Morsi's decree that gives him sweeping powers. The decree states that the president's decision cannot be revoked by any authority, including the judiciary. His supporters say the move is designed to protect Egypt's revolution, but leading opposition figures have denounced it, describing the president's action as a coup against legitimacy. And the head of the Democratic Republic of Congo's army has been suspended pending investigations into supplying arms to rebel groups. The suspension follows the seizure of the city by rebels of the M23 group on Tuesday. The rebels have forever threatened to advance towards the capital Kinshasa unless President Joseph Kabila opens direct peace talks.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
The news in detail. Ghana is said to be making tremendous progress in 5 of the MDGs as the country approaches its target year of 2015. Speaking on Behind the News, the technical advisor at the National Development Planning Commission, Dr. Mensa Bonsu, said poverty reduction, which has been halved, while substantial progress has been made under the universal primary education. He said despite the success chalked up, there are some challenges in environmental sustainability and maternal mortality. Dr. Bonsu said the bottom-up approach has been adopted to get the marginalized groups on board in order to meet the set target.
We are making some progress as far as the first day are concerned, but the last 5 it's mixed. The results are mixed.
How were the goals incorporated into our development agenda to ensure that we could have made giant strides more than we've done so far?
All the development frameworks we formulated as a nation has mainstreamed all the MDGs. We've considered them as the minimum conditions, and we are trying to move ahead of that.
So you stated that for the first few, we've done so well. Can you pinpoint the particular areas where we can see that Ghana has really achieved a lot?
If you take the first one of poverty reduction, you realize that at the time when it was formulated, over 51% of Ghanaians were living in poverty. But as of now, we have been able to reduce it by half, and which is the target set. If you take the case of universal primary education, there too we've made substantial progress. We are actually on target of achieving that. The areas where we seem to have some challenges include maternal mortality. And so those are the areas that I'm referring to. And also in the area of environmental sustainability, there are some challenges.
You've mentioned particular areas where we have challenges, but we are just about entering 2013, God willing. So there is about 2 years to meet the goals or get closer towards it. How is the NDPC taking advantage of the rest of this period to do so?
We are re-strategizing together with the United Nations system in the country. What we are doing now is to initiate a consultative process to see the future that we want. And for that matter, we are going to launch the process in Tamale next week, try to build consensus on the way we should go as far as the future of the country is concerned.
You heard the technical advisor of the NDPC, Dr. Mensa Bonsu. Less than half of all babies under 6 months in the country are exclusively breastfed. This falls short of the expectations of the Ghana Health Service, which advocates exclusive breastfeeding for the first 6 months of every child. This revelation also falls below the targets of the WHO and UNICEF. This was contained in the fourth multiple indicator cluster survey report. Launching the report, the acting government statistician, Dr. Philomena Nyako, said the release of the report will offer timely and reliable statistical data for monitoring interventions to address socioeconomic challenges facing the nation. Here is Augustus Akwe's report.
The multiple indicator cluster survey makes four reports covered areas such as water and sanitation, literacy and education, and access to the media. The acting government statistician, Dr. Philomena Nyako, said the report indicates that while a lot of progress has been made since the last one was released in 2006, it shows that there is the need to determine which regions and groups are still lagging behind. She threw some light on the report.
The survey suggests that under 5 mortality rate is 82 deaths per 1,000 live births. Even though this shows a very significant improvement from what we found in 2006, it is still far from the MDG target of 40 per 1,000 live births. Similarly, infant mortality rate is estimated at 53 per 1,000 live births, compared to a target of 22 deaths per 1,000 live births. Even though there is free health insurance for pregnant women, the results of MIX4 show that less than 70% of pregnant women receive professional assistance at delivery.
The Director of Policy Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation at the Ministry of Health, Dr. Afisa Zakaria, who touched on the findings on malaria, said a lot still needs to be done to control the disease.
Tackling malaria in terms of prevention, control, elimination and eradication, they are using multiple strategies to do this. We're using vector control where we spray the larvae of the mosquito, stagnant waters and other breeding areas, so have early diagnosis and treatment. Under diagnosis, we've procured rapid diagnostic test kit, and in terms of treatment, we've also got affordable medicines for the treatment of malaria, but we think that in the area of malaria control, we still need to do a lot.
Dr. Fisa Zakaria, ending that report by Augustus Sakwe. The Commission of Inquiry established by the President to go into judgment debt payments and other related matters will begin its public sitting from Wednesday, November 28. The committee will meet at the conference room of the Old Parliament House in Accra from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Mondays, Tuesdays and Wednesdays. The Commission has as its terms of reference to ascertain the causes of any inordinate payments made from public funds in satisfaction of judgment debts since the 1992 Constitution came into force. The Commission will also ascertain the causes of any ordinate payment from public funds and financial losses arising from arbitration awards and negotiated settlements since 1992. The Commission will make a recommendation to help ensure that government does not incur undue financial losses when it does business with private persons or institutions. The Commission is appealing to persons who intend to testify or volunteer information to submit memoranda to the Commission. It has 1 year to submit its report to the Presidency. President John Mahama has appealed to the people of Akwasombo to give the NDC another mandate to enable the government to execute its development agenda. Addressing a large gathering in the Iswegemain constituency of the Eastern Region, the President noted that it is not for nothing that the Constitution makes provision for a two-term mandate. Making a case for re-election, the President stated that the late Professor Mills laid a firm foundation for the first term, and it is now time to build on the foundation. He noted that it is that solid foundation that has already been built that other political parties want to take advantage of.
Professor John Atta Mills, a C foundation, no, solid foundation.
Professor John Atta Mills has laid a foundation, I mean solid foundation, a foundation which can enable us to complete the building. While in government, we will make everything possible to ensure the full construction of the building. Our critics know very well that it was Professor Mills who laid this foundation, and I insist that we should lay the masons off so that they will bring their own masons to continue the building, which you and I know very well can't be possible. When in government, I will ensure that the Better Ghana agenda started by Professor Mills will advance to the next level.
President Mahama also noted that the NDC does not have a single policy like that of the NPP on free SHS because the party believes that there are many aspects to national development. This, he said, is evident in its manifesto, which is an all-round one. He condemned the NPP's free SHS education policy.
Education is important, but other aspects of human life are equally important. It doesn't take education alone to make the human being. You need good health care. You need adequate housing. You need energy and electricity for power. You need good roads. You need hospitals. You need clothing. You need fresh air, good environment. You need good food to eat to make an all-round human being.
President John Mahama addressing a rally at Akonsombo as he begins his Eastern Regional Campaign Tour. Vice President Pakosi Misasa has inaugurated a two-story girls' dormitory at the cost of 500,000 cedis for Mozano Senior High School in the Goma West District of the Central Region. Government has also completed another dormitory for the boys, as well as 6 and 12-unit classroom blocks for the school. Government has provided the school with a bus to aid mobility. Vice President Misasa advised the students to take their studies seriously. This is because the world has become a global village with knowledge and technology being the driving force. Cecilia has filed this report.
The Mozano Senior High School began in 1983 as a community day school. It was absorbed into the public education system in 1992. Last year, it was made a boarding school. Vice President Mr. Arthur said the government is determined to ensure access and quality education.
Ghana, call it a global village now. It's a small world because of the internet. Everything that you do here, people are watching it thousands of miles away. And many people are leaving Ghanaian schools and going to universities outside. When they go, their standards must be up to the standards of the competition there. People are leaving Ghana and finding work outside of Ghana. Whatever you do here, you should be looking at home economics. You want to be the best home economist in the world. If you're studying commerce, the best. If it's accounting, you want to be the best accountant in the world.
The headmaster, Emmanuel Akwa, was grateful to the government for making one of the best upcoming schools in the region. Addressing the chiefs and people of Mozano, Vice President Mr. Arthur asked them to vote massively for the NDC for unity, stability and continuity in development. He advised parents to send their children to school so that they can be useful to the country's development in future. Central Regional Minister Ama Benyuado asked the people to remain faithful to the NDC. At Goma Secondary Technical School at Durampong, Vice President Mr. Arthur inaugurated an 18-unit classroom block. He advised the students to make good use of the facilities the government has provided. He introduced the people, the MP and NDC parliamentary candidate for Goma West, Francis Arthur. The vice president continues his tour to the newly created Goma Central. He told the people that government has made financial provisions for all the newly created districts. He assured them that the government will address the challenges confronting them. The NDC parliamentary candidate for the area, Rachel Apple, pledged to serve the people to her best.
Cecilia found that report. Still on politics, the presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo, has resumed campaign after a short break following the death of former Vice President Alhaji Aliyu Mahama. He visited in Sowum, where he was scheduled to tour before the death of Alhaji Aliyu Mahama. Nana Addo urged the electorate to go out and vote for the party and all of its parliamentary candidates in order to be able to implement the free SHS policy. He said their efforts will be in vain if voter apathy sets in on voting day. Here's a report by Bright and Trauma.
The presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, and the campaign team visited Achimda, Achim-Swedru, Nsuom, Nkoko, and other constituencies in the eastern region. At Nsuom, Nana Addo asked the electorate to go all out to vote massively for the party. He noted that NPP can implement the free SHS only if the party wins the December polls. He told the chairing gathering to be vigilant at the polling stations.
Abaya Babu, Miss Rebo, Obia, what's on the dean? Our dean register home. Never back to Indiagro.
I'm pleading with every voter who has registered in this year's election to make it a point to vote. You have seen for yourself the struggling and hardship the country is facing. Come next 2 weeks, we will go to the polls to elect our president, and so I'm pleading with you to vote for the right candidate who can rescue us from the hardship. I'm here to assure those seeking for jobs and all who are also seeking for free education for their children that they will get it when I'm voted into government. Please, when you get to the polling station, you will see different faces on the ballot sheet. Select the picture with the elephant.
The campaign team then moved to Achimda. The story was no different when Nana Addo mounted the podium. He also asked the electorate to shun tendencies where they vote for him and vote for another parliamentary candidate who is not a member of the NPP. He explained that any core member of the NPP will not stand as an independent candidate when they lose election.
That was Brighton Trauma's report. The presidential candidate of the Progressive People's Party, PPP, Dr. Papakwe Sindum, says he will not disappoint Ghanaians when he is voted into power in the forthcoming elections. He said PPP will work hard to develop the country and improve the standard of living of all Ghanaians. Dr. Tandem said this when he and party members touched some constituencies in the Greater Accra region. Here's a report by Ernest Obingenim.
Dr. Indum and his entourage first went to the Kanishi market, where he toured the area, exchanging pleasantries and shaking hands with the market women. From there, he went to the Agbogbloshie market, where a large crowd followed and cheered him through the market. The crowd followed him on foot through the town to Katamanto and Ukanshi to the Makola market. Wherever he got to, traffic came to a standstill. Store owners rushed out of their stores, drivers out of their cars, and market women left their wares to catch a glimpse and exchange greetings with Dr. Indum and his entourage. Addressing the people at their various places, Dr. Indum said in 2008, Ghanaians voted for NDC but have not benefited from it. This is because they are still wallowing in poverty. He therefore urged them to vote massively for PPP this year for incorruptible leadership, quality healthcare delivery, free compulsory and continuous quality education from kindergarten to senior high school.
In 2008, you voted for NDC, but you have not seen any improvement in your lives. This year, vote for PPP to transform Ghana for everybody to enjoy the benefits. If you vote for PPP and don't realize any benefit, then give your vote to another party. Are you not tired of the hunger, poverty and suffering? If yes, then vote for PPP for relief.
Yesterday, Dr. Indum embarked on a door-to-door campaign in the Ayawaso West Wagon and Adentan constituencies, all in the Greater Accra region.
Ernest Obingenim filed that report. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. Ghana makes progress in 5 of Millennium Development Goals. Commission of Inquiry into Judgment Debts begins sitting on November 28. Women activists urged Ghanaians to vote massively for women parliamentarians. Opposition groups in Egypt call for mass protest against sweeping presidential powers. And head of DR Congo Army suspended pending investigation into supplying arms to rebel groups. Do stay tuned.
Radio Ghana, the ultimate news reference. We are reliable. The world listens to our voice.
Welcome back. A policy advisor of the PNC, Atik Mohammed, has accused the party's presidential candidate, Hassan Ngarega, of doing the bidding of the NDC. that Mr. Yarega has totally departed from the core principles of the PNC. Speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Behind the News, Mr. Atik denounced the attitude of Mr. Yarega for his alleged attacks on the NPP presidential candidate, Nana Akufo-Addo, at the IEA presidential debate.
For people who have served for the party all these years, we feel that if we could survive the bloody purge and stomach revolution of 1st December 1981, certainly the selfish and treasonable interests of Ayaga, certainly we can survive that. But let me just say that he mentions Abu and that Abu was seen in Boko and so on. He doesn't even know the operations of the youth organizer. There is a platform at FES, in the FES system. It's a platform for all national youth organizers of the parties with representation in parliament. And what they do is, because there was some standoffish in Boko, they went together. Abu did not go there alone. He went with his colleagues from other parties. And this is public knowledge. You can ask anybody. And if you go to do this, you give more credit to your party. Somebody who doesn't even understand basics of politics is saying that you went there to distribute rice and sugar in Boko. And see what happened yesterday became the climax of all the dangerous, treasonable things he's been doing against this party in the interest of the NDC. This man went to the Mongo and told them to vote for Inodna, but not him. In Boga, at a hotel when people came to meet him, he was giving them John Mohammed's t-shirt. The VH is driving. Where did he get it from? What is Putin everywhere? Where did he get those things from? He took him from his office to the airport to welcome the president. You see, look, this man has been conniving with some locals within the party to do the bidding of the NDC. Yesterday we saw it very clearly.
I think people are saying that you are also so much worried that the attack is on the MPP. So it's in a way also showing some allegiance.
That's why I said if you'd allow me, you understand the point I'm making. You see, we are in opposition. In 2008, I vehemently campaigned the MPP and I said all kinds of things against the MPP because I wanted my partner, Dr. Edward Mahama, to win the election.
But an aide to Hassan Ayarega, Adam Akani, says he disagrees with the executives who have denounced the flag bearer. He said those who have issues should adhere to party structure to resolve their problem rather than go in public.
I described today's press conference as very unfortunate, misdirected, and unwelcoming and very unfair to Mr. Hassan Ayarega. I say this because I think Mr. Abu Ramadan as a national youth organizer and all those who helped him to address the first day that at this critical and crucial moment when we are left with 2 weeks to a general election, they should have been rallying behind the flag bearer, working very hard, tirelessly, to see to it that come 7 December, PNC wins election, whether they are coming out to watch their dirty line in the public. And I think that's very, very unfortunate. The party do have structures and hierarchy. And I believe as members of the party, who think that they love the party and they have the party at heart, they should have adhered to the party's structures and hierarchy, the party's leadership, rather than coming out to speak to the media so far as issues related to Mr. Hassan Ayarega and the campaign team is concerned.
Aide to Hassan Ayarega, Adam Akani, talking to Kinsley Obentire. Meanwhile, a research fellow at the Institute of African Studies of the University of Ghana, Dr. Michael Pesa-White, says he is not surprised at the happenings in the PNC. He is of the view that the problems in the party go beyond the presidential candidate's conduct. Dr. Pesa-White suggested that the party should have internal deliberations if it performs well in the election.
I mean, I think it is very unfortunate, but it is not particularly surprising because this smaller party know very well, I mean, that under the current situation, they haven't done anything that will shift the balance of power from either the NDC or the NPP, given that that is their situation and PNC have caught itself in this particular current crisis. It's not healthy for the party at all. I think that the PNC is probably suffering from some internal problems that have been there for some time and are beginning to more or less show their ugly head in the final few days to the election. In the current crisis, I don't believe that the PNC members who are criticizing Mr. Hassan Ayarega are doing their own party any good. I think that even if they believe that he did not put up a good show at the IEA debate, the best for them to have done was to have had an internal admonition or an internal deliberation and advise him going forward on what to do, or for the party to learn its lessons going forward. But to come out in a press conference at this point in time, clearly what they are doing is that they are basically, I mean, dismantling the possibility of people who might want to vote for the party and scattering them across maybe to other parties, or maybe giving them the signals that the party is not ready and willing to be in government.
I was a research fellow at the Institute of African Studies, Dr. Kwesa White. As the general elections draw closer, Abantu for Development, a women advocacy group, has stressed the need for women's participation in the decision-making process. Speaking at a media briefing in Accra, the Director of Gender Studies and Human Rights Documentation Center, Mrs. Dorcas Kuka Appiah, said women have proven themselves beyond doubt that they can contribute effectively to the socio-economic development of the country. She urged Ghanaians to vote massively for women parliamentary candidates whilst ensuring a peaceful election in December. Naja Gleago has filed this report.
Mrs. Kuka Appiah indicated that in spite of all the guarantees under national and international instruments, women are still underrepresented. She said out of the 230-member parliament, women represent only 8.3%, which is clearly unreflective of the 51.2% female population of the country. Mrs. Kuka Appiah noted that women's participation in the public sphere and politics in particular is critical to the development of all societies. She said the inclusion of women in the decision-making process will go a long way to strengthen the democratic credentials of the country.
Naja Gleago reporting. The National Media Commission is asking media houses to come out with mechanisms that will help it examine the suitability of materials submitted by political parties for advertising. This is to ensure that political advertisements which incite people to unlawful behavior or public disorder is not carried by any media. At a launch of guidelines for political advertising in Accra, the chairman of the NMC, Cabral Bleamihie, called on all media houses not to carry any political advertisement 24 hours to elections. The Ghana Trades Union Congress has urged workers to critically analyze political party manifestos and promises to determine which one of them is more convincing before making a choice. According to the General Secretary Kofi Asamoah, as electioneering reaches its peak, there are bound to be several promises by the various candidates to win votes. Workers must, however, not be carried away by such promises, but make informed decisions in the interest of workers. Mr. Kofi Asamoah gave the advice at a meeting of the Ashanti Regional Council of Labour in Kumasi. To ensure peace and orderly queues at the upcoming elections, the Nima Police Division has organized a peace sensitization meeting among the people of the Nima community in Accra. The divisional commander of the station, ACP Timothy Yusabonga, said the youth should not allow themselves to be influenced by selfish politicians to create confusion before, during and after the elections. So the Nima community has been branded violent and should not allow the name to stick. On the international front, opposition groups in Egypt have called for mass protests against President Mohamed Morsi's decree that gives him sweeping powers. They have described the president's actions as a coup against legitimacy and accused him of appointing himself as Egypt's new pharaoh. The decree states that the president's decisions cannot be revoked by any authority, including the judiciary. The head of army in the Democratic Republic of Congo has been suspended pending an investigation into claims that he sold weapons to rebel groups. A UN report accused General Gabriel Amisi of running a network supplying arms to poachers and rebel groups, including the notorious Mai Mai Raia Mutomboki. A government spokesperson said other officers are also being investigated. Now to end the news, the main points again. The technical advisor of the National Development Planning Commission, Dr. Mensah Bonsu, says Ghana has made tremendous improvement in its quest at achieving the MDGs. He told Radio Ghana that with barely 3 years to the MDG deadline, Ghana has succeeded in halving poverty, while substantial progress has been made under the universal primary education. And the head of the Democratic Republic of Congo's army has been suspended pending investigation into supplying arms to rebels. The suspension follows the seizure of the city by rebels of the M23 group on Tuesday. The news was presented by Samuel Essa in Accra. Thank you.